With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Much of President Trump's agenda is being legally challenged and headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During the early months of his second term, the president has pushed the boundaries of executive power, and his actions could dominate the Supreme Court's upcoming docket. Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, the crackdown on immigration, and his attempt to fire a Federal Reserve governor are all making their way through the judicial system. The nation's highest court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, has already handed major wins to the Trump White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Copyrights count as an AI company learns.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that could be worth almost $1 trillion and is based on the electric vehicle maker hitting certain ambitious milestones over the next decade. The company, which is also leaning heavily into robotics and AI, says that the package includes a dozen share tranches that will be given to Musk if it hits certain targets over the 10-year period. Fox News seemed to be in trouble after that $787 million settlement of a libel lawsuit. Instead, it's thriving. Fox's ratings are as high as when most TV networks are, sliding, they surpass CNN. This is SRN News. The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as, quote, godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has referred to his company's technology as a magic intelligence in the sky, while Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, has even argued that AI could help bring about the Antichrist. Professor Robert Gracie, who studies religion and technology at Knox College, points out that, quote, we humans are deeply, profoundly, inherently religious. Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America, and he's out with a new book entitled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love But Probably Haven't Read.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books, and most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. In college football yesterday, Nico Gramatica hit a 20-yard field goal as time expired, and South Florida stunned number 13, Florida 18-16, to give the Bulls consecutive wins against ranked opponents to start the season. Gramatica missed a 58-yarder with about 3 minutes to go, but got a chance to redeem himself after Florida defensive lineman Brendan Bett managed to recover the ball. This is SRN News.